Perfect.
Coming to you live from the basement of an abandoned training facility where we talk about fighting, training, and events. It's the Fight Mixer Show, where you can hear about all the local and world combat sports happenings. Get coming to you live from the basement of an abandoned training facility where we talk about fighting, training, and events. It's the Fight Mixer Show, where you can hear about all the local and world combat sports happenings. Get ready. It's time to gear up and square up because we're going live on the Fight Mixer Show.
Perfect.
We're here with Jessica, the Black Widow Borga, and she's a Bellator female fighter.
What's up?
And my co-host, Karina.
We're all here. What's up?
And you're seeing us all the way from Florida, right?
All the way from Florida.
Welcome. Is it warm down there? No hurricane?
It's very, very humid, wet, yeah. And hot.
Did you get all the hurricanes, or was that – well, no, that was all going through Louisiana and Texas, right?
We got lucky. It just missed us. We got a little bit of it, but not much.
Okay, that's not bad. Is it something you don't like, or is it something you're used to? How long have you been down in Florida?
Pretty much my entire life. I've lived in other states, but Florida I've been pretty much raised in. And we're used to it. If it's not a Category 3 or above, we're really not worried about it.
Okay. Yeah. That's kind of like how we are with tornadoes.
Oh, yeah. You just had your derecho, Dota. Mm-hmm. I hate
like a straight wind tornado.
Yeah. Like it's, well, in Spanish, derecho is like going straight forward. And so, mm-hmm. I don't know. It was blowing my mind that they call it derecho. Derecho? Derecho?
Derecho? No, actually, where I grew up in had an even bigger one happen just segregated to that town. Like, this was big because it like hit different spots all over the state. And it's weird because there's no warning. It literally happens in 5 minutes and then it's done. And all you know is like the sky gets pitch black for no reason and then power goes out and just trees split in half.
That's crazy.
Well, at least you don't have that down there. You have hurricanes. At least you have warning on the hurricanes too. Does that actually interrupt any of your training? It's interesting.
Not usually. I mean, we've had a couple bad ones over the last, 10 years, we've had a few that we really had to worry about, and we lost electricity at one of them. That kind of affects things, but it's not too bad. My coach and my team, we're very consistent through pretty much anything and everything.
You don't, like, rain out. Obviously, you can freaking go train, but you don't, like, if it's the hurricane, you can still make it there as long as they're not, like, doing evacuations.
Yeah, as long as the roads aren't blocked by trees coming down or something. Some of us are close enough that we can actually still train together too. So
yeah, I don't think I've ever thought about that, because I'm like, I thought about like people in different elevations and different climates, like they're training, but like, yeah, when you have different, I guess, climate matters such as hurricanes, and I mean, we won't let a blizzard stop us. We don't really get snow here that much anymore, though. I'm in St. Louis. I don't know about you up in Iowa, Allie, but you don't get snow.
Weather, I guess, would affect you.
So, well, welcome to the show. So,
thank you for having me.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I'm just ready. I've been waiting since my last fight to have some news. So, and I know the pandemic and everything that kind of set things a little bit back further than I wanted, but I'm just waiting to hear some news.
You've been staying steady during the whole shutdown and everything. I don't know how it's been playing out in Florida. I know you guys have been up and down with it.
Yeah, I'm very, very grateful for my coaches because they have helped me through the pandemic and everything, one-on-one coaching. I've had my teammates that live close to me. We all have like pretty much gyms in our houses that we can train at as well. So I've gotten very lucky to have the team coaches that I've had be able to help me through it.
So your last fight was with Amber Liebrecht, right? And you got that win back in September last year, right?
Yeah. It's been the longest I've ever been without fighting.
Me and Allie just had our anniversary. We just fought a year ago with each other, and that's how we met. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Our
anniversary.
And then here we are.
That happens a lot, though. I become friends with a lot of people that I fight.
Yeah. That's how I've gained most of my girlfriend squad. Thanks. Thanks.
Well, I mean, you get set up with somebody because you're considered like an equal athlete. So, I mean, other than the fact that you have could be very different personalities, there really isn't much reason to not get along with your opponent afterwards.
Yeah,
that's true.
Any issues with girls and cattiness, or is everyone pretty like, I mean, you're way higher up than you got your Bellator community. So how are they up there?
To be honest, Amber Leibrock was the first one that was kind of disrespectful out of my whole entire career. before the fight. And I understand the whole show thing. I've never really been a show pony, but I like my fighting to speak for itself. But she, afterwards, we were fine.
Afterwards? Yeah, I think that's when it all goes out. Like, I have such a, I feel like I have fun. I just feel like I have so much confidence in myself that I don't want the girl thinking that she can beat me or whatever. So I think it's important. So I feel like I'm a huge bitch until after, like, no matter what happens, I'm just like, hey, babe, how are you? Is your hand okay? Like, afterwards, like, I don't know. Like, just like, I think I was talking to you. I had my puppy with Allie, and I was showing Allie my dog goes with me, and it was like, nothing happened. And so that's what I was wondering. Yeah, I don't know if the girls are catty when they get a little bit more and they're pro, or Leibrock was the first one that really
hit. Yeah, she was the first one. For the most part, everyone's been the same. We are both in it for the same reasons. We both have the same drive. We both have the same goals. So that's usually, you know, in MMA, anything can happen. And to me, the more you show, the more you risk looking like an idiot afterwards. But
no, I agree.
Yeah. And I agree with that too. That's why, like, I try not to talk a lot of smack about my opponent, especially publicly, because, like, there's that one chance, like, you could just get caught in a bad position and they just dominate you and then you look like the idiot.
Yeah. I like my fighting to speak for itself. That's you know, we get in there, we do what we need to do.
And that's the thing too, is people that are loud, you know, they're trying to prove a point by telling you they're good when just they can show you.
Just show me.
How were you when you first entered? How old were you when you got into this field? And then as far as like, to get on the line of like, people cocky or not, and you know, how, you know, what kind of attitude and demeanor you bring to the ring. How long between from when you started to later on, did you show more confidence immediately? Did you tone it down? Is that something being a, I don't want to say because you're a girl, but like being a girl, did you like tiptoe your way up until, you know, you felt a little bit more, you know, showy, or you don't want to be showy at all, ever?
I started around, I was almost 26 when I started actually. So I'm 31 now, and I've actually been the same consistently. I'm all smiles until walking down to that cage. Then it's like a switch that turns off, and then you see like the game face, and then you see like the one that people talk about that, you know, is like, man, you look mean as hell in that cage.
Yeah,
but you look in all reality, I'm actually all smiles. I'm a really nice person for the most part.
Yeah, and you're really attractive. You're really hot. I have a boyfriend, but just saying, like, it totally does throw the intimidation factor. Like, God, she's so, I don't know if guys think the same way, like, holy crap, you guys are like, you know, he was hot and he's ripped and he's gonna beat me up. Like, I don't know if guys think the same, but
I would never say that. I'm
so, but like, yeah, how old were you when you started?
Almost 26, so it was a little bit later in the game. Yeah,
that's cool.
And I've just been gung-ho about, like, going. I fight as much as I can, usually.
So you weren't raised since a baby, like, doing Muay Thai like some of these crazy kids are right now?
Nope. I wish. I mean, that would have been great, but no, my childhood was not like that, unfortunately. I got my own – I made my own sport pretty much on getting kicked out of every school I went to.
I think that really inspires people because I think, like – because when you're young, you think, you know, 30s old, 40s old, and your high school years are like, we have to make things happen. And then if you don't start anything then you can't move on and do something later on. I don't think people realize that you're like, your prime is not even happening yet. You're 31.
I'm just getting started.
So your prime is not even hit yet. And I don't think people understand, like, you have so much time. It's not over for you because you didn't start, you know, doing BJJ and your mom and parents didn't put you in that stuff when you're young, or you didn't wrestle in high school. I wanted to wrestle in high school, but my family didn't let me.
And me so too. Exactly.
What?
Exactly. That's exactly. My family did not let me. It was against my family's religion to do really any competitive sports. So that's why I made it my own, which is probably not the best idea.
Allie, what age were you?
I was actually 18. I was ending my senior year, and there was a gym in a town that was like 5 miles from me. It was a rented schoolroom in an abandoned schoolhouse building. And I mean, it wasn't like formal training, but like there was events that were going on, and it was a lot of like signups. So that's kind of like my start in it when it was not so regulated.
Yeah.
My dad was an FBI agent. He was a cop. So he did teach me some like self-defense stuff, but nothing like, you know, a trained fighter, of course.
My dad's a cop. I didn't learn anything from him. I always tell people I grew up with a brother who was a wrestler, and that's where I learned how to wrestle. You'll see in my fights, I know how to wrestle more, but I think growing up with a brother totally helps you in that department. So did you grow up with any brothers?
Actually, my brother died before I was born, and they tried again with another boy with me and my little sister. They got me. Definitely tomboy growing up. But I had two sisters, an older and a younger.
So are they looking – do they want to follow in your footsteps, or is it something that you're the one that wanted it in the family?
Yeah, I'm the total black sheep in my family. They don't want nothing to do with it. I don't think either one of my sisters, I think my sister, my older one, might have been in one fight in high school that I remember, and my little sister has never been in a physical altercation in her entire life.
That's good. How about you, Allie? Did you?
I guess my family was known for being kind of a little rough around the edges, but surprisingly, like, they were never really okay with me fighting. Like, that was never something I knew that was accepted, and it was kind of like, when I very first started, I was kind of doing backhand and not really, like, advertising that I was doing. But, like, they were into, like, if somebody comes at you, you need to defend yourself and you need to make sure they never do it again type deal. But, like, when it came down to, like, making it a sport and organized, they're like, oh, no, that's trashy. Like, okay.
Yeah, I think it starts. I wonder if it is a natural thing or some girls are just maybe.
But I have seen where there's families where there's so many members in the family are athletes.
I don't know if anyone else's feed is cutting out a little bit. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
That's all I was just messaging. I don't know if you, did you hear that, Allie? His message over. I don't know if you got. I think you have a little problem with the connection for a second, but it'll get better.
Like some girls are just kind of like put into it over time. Like, but like you're talking like having like the brothers or like having guys.
Uh oh. Here's Matt. This is our Wizard of Oz just popping up behind the screen. So.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Yeah.
I thought you guys were lagging.
I think it's just Allie's scream, but I don't know if you can hear us, Allie. Yeah, there you go. Okay. So, Allie or Jessica, you're at one. What do you walk around at? Because you weighed in at what, 144 your last fight back in September?
Yeah, I weigh usually between 150 and 155.
Okay. And you were 5'7", right? So that's just straight muscle.
Yeah. I went up actually. I started at 125. That weight cut was really hard for me. I have a lot more muscle. Went to 135, still had some bad weight cuts. And now 45, I never felt better. So
that's good. I'm curious about that because I can't water out my butt for anything. Like that really, sounds really bad. So my weight cut, like I've done 5 pounds and I was crying. I don't sweat in general though, which is really weird. I wish I could wear this much makeup. Wear an insane amount of makeup, which is stupid. Don't do it, people. This is just for the camera. I literally don't wear like shit. I just came from the gym. Like, I don't look like this at the gym. but when I weight cut, I mean, I was crying, but I can be at the gym all day and I don't sweat. And I don't know if that's how you are. I've seen lots of girls can sweat and some can't, but I know it's harder for girls to weight cut. And I don't know if that's the same for you or if that's something you had to train yourself to do.
I think it's maybe it's because I started later and I just never knew how to. So it was like a whole new thing to me. I'm the same way with the sweating. My body doesn't really want to give it up. I drink a ton of water a day. You would think it would be easier to give up, but I don't know. I performed and felt better than I ever had when I didn't have a lot. Yeah. So I'm going to stick where I feel best at.
So what was the most you've cut? And yes, Damien, I see your street beefs. I do watch that on YouTube, actually. I get really excited when I watch. I don't know if you've seen that.
I do. I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah, I love that. I want to go find them and just run up on them. Ah, like, yeah. That's some good, fun backyard stuff. But so, yeah, Jessica, what's the most fun?
The most I've ever cut was 25 pounds in 2 weeks, and the last day was almost 15 pounds of water weight. So, or well, the last 2 days, I'm sorry.
And that, did you come out feeling tired on that one? On the most, on the heaviest weight cut you did?
That was the worst. That was the worst I felt. I got really sick after, and I want to say that was my last one. I may have done one more after that, after doing a couple 135s of that 125. That was it for me, because my only losses really are when I wasn't me stepping into the cage, and I didn't have that aggression, and I didn't have that side of me that I needed. So, I mean, besides the fact that, you know, the fighters that I've gone against are all really good fighters, they've done great, but it just wasn't me.
And Amber is 6 foot, right?
Yeah, she's really tall.
How is that? Did you change your game plan a little bit on that? Or now that you're at the 145, how do you feel with fighting girls of a different stature like that? Because you're taller than me. I'm 5'4", and I don't like fighting at the weight. I walk at 145. I'd rather be 125 because I don't want the tall girls. I can do it, but I don't want it. So yeah. How are you with that?
I prefer to fight taller girls. I mean, I don't mind fighting girls that are my size or smaller or whatnot, but to me, it's like, she even wore like pumps, like, you know, they're like tennis shoes that have like more heel in them.
The weigh-ins?
The weigh-ins. Ooh. Yeah, she was already 6 foot. I'm 5'7". So she wore those. And when I saw those, I actually took off my boots that I was wearing that actually had a little bit of heel, just because it looked good with my outfit that I was weighing in. But I was like, you know what? She wants to do that. That's fine. I changed into flip-flops. And I was like, you look as big as you want to look, because that's fine with me.
Yeah, that didn't change anything. Is that so? Did you spar then, or did you train, or do you already train maybe with taller people, or is it something that you're comfortable with going up against?
I do. I train with a mixture of a whole bunch of different people, but one of my main training partners is 6 foot, and he is actually a 45er as well. Actually, he's a 35er. He's just really lean. Super lean guy. But he's really tall and lean, and he's got the same kind of stand up that she did, kind of similar anyway. So it was good for me during that fight camp.
So
I haven't seen, are you training for anything right now, or is there a fight in your future?
I always pretty much stay in fight camp. I always have since the beginning. I've been ready for a fight at the last minute. And at this weight class, which I even love more, is that I'm ready to go whenever they call. So I usually try to stay around 150. So I'm ready to go whenever they have a call.
Is anybody talking to you yet about anything? Or
yeah, there was actually a possibility of me fighting before the pandemic. I was supposed to fight either June 16th or the 23rd or something. It was one of those dates. And then the pandemic hit, and then when they started back up, I had heard of a fight that I really, really wanted. I can't say with who yet, but she picked someone else, and she's fighting on September 11th. So maybe eventually I'll get her, but yeah. So I'm just.
Is that for Bellator? Was that for Bellator?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with them. They treat – I love the possibilities of being able to fight more, especially – I mean, I understand with the pandemic, it's – you know, I was supposed to have fought already once or twice. So it wasn't technically their fault.
Yeah, I know. And Are you a fan of BKFC or?
I am. My coach wants me to wait until I'm done fighting because it is a lot of punishment. You're taking a lot of punishment.
I'm hearing that kind of both ways. I mean, obviously you're taking immediate physical punishment, but like they say that because, you know, knockouts are quick, you're not taking the trauma to the brain. Like, you know, because it's,
I think if you get knocked out, you got trauma to the brain.
Right. I understand that, but it's not the constant, you know, hitting of a glove versus, you know, four or five punches you can get at.
You mean like boxing? Like how it's just straight a beat and it's all padded?
And it's more, I've seen if you've ever looked at their hands coming out of like the bare knuckle, that's a lot of punishment on your hands too, not just your face. So
I hear you. I'm just being a devil's advocate. That's what, you know, I'm here.
Trust me, I wanted to because bare knuckle would be like, yes.
Right.
And I might still do it.
I was just saying though, in Daytona, September 11th, they're having their event. Are you planning on going to that at all? Or
I'm trying to make it. Yes. It just depends on if we have the kids or not.
I got you. Yeah. I'll be there. So I'll look for you if you show up.
Awesome. I hope to meet you.
You too.
Are there any fights you're looking forward to watching, or are you a fan of anyone else? Do you take inspiration from fighters, or?
Honestly, everyone has been a veteran in the sport. Like, so of course we all know that as a featherweight, Cyborg's in my weight class. Julia Budd, all of them they're amazing fighters. And you know, you eventually, the people that you look up to, you want to see them across the cage from you. You want them to be that test for you. You want to see where you're at by going against these people that have been in the sport for, you know, a long time and are very good fighters. So everyone that's been in the fight game for a long time, which is honestly why I wanted to fight the last person that I was possibly going to get set up with and hopefully soon. But I look up to everyone that does it, honestly. I mean, anyone who gets in that ring, I have mad respect for, because the people that don't have no idea what it entails. It's a lot from the fight camp on. So,
and the keyboard warriors that give you comments right after your fight. You should have done this and you should have done that.
I know. I hate that so much.
I wish you were in my corner. Where were you?
Where were you? I didn't think.
Where were you doing? All right. Yeah. I can't. Well, if it makes you feel any better, every time I see your name, I think of Cyborg. It throws me off.
That's, you know, what's funny is I've always, from the get-go, I've always been like Cyborg against Cyborga.
That's a good name.
Awesome.
It's a good name. I think some people are blessed, and then sometimes there's a really badass fighter, and they're just like, there's a couple I've seen, and I feel really bad because they're just sticking my head right now, but I won't say them. But they're very just like bland. And I'm like, damn, like for being someone that can kick someone's ass, like you wish you had something that they can really enunciate. Like,
yeah.
Your name looks good on paper. There's some people that aren't so lucky. I don't know if they change it or
you.
That's your birth name, right?
Yes, Jessica Borja is actually the way it was pronounced before.
That's how I want to pronounce it. Go for it. I like that.
I like Borja too. Then Germany changed it to Borga.
Yeah. Borga, Borja. I immediately, I don't know if that's the Italian side of me. I always want to pronounce the G's like that, but yeah, I always thought it was Borgia.
It is. That's good. No one ever says it. Nope. And so I'm like, all right, just say Borgia, fine.
That's why I wanted to ask you. Like, oh, I don't know, but so what's a gym that you train out of now? You're in Lakeland, Florida?
Yes, yeah, so under Champions MMA, Ross Kellen.
How is that where you've been? Is that your home or?
Yeah, that's where I'm actually really loyal. I don't gym hop and like all that, but I know a lot of people do, or they move and they have to change gyms, and I completely understand that. But I like that I've stayed with the same person that's got me where I am. Ross Kellen is an amazing coach. He's been there since the beginning with me. He's got me to be the fighter that I am. And I'm extremely grateful for the team that I have. I just got really lucky.
So what did they think about you making the move from an AMI to a pro? Do they want you to suck up all those AMI wins best you can before you start right back over as a pro where you go oh again? Or what was that transition like?
So it was a little different for me because, like we've talked about, I started a little bit later in the game, and usually there's someone with like a background in like the wrestling, something that they did in high school or something. And I didn't have any of that. So we tried to get in as many AMI fights as we could before going pro. So I did 10 fights in 2 years.
That's smart. And,
yeah. So I got a lot of experience and I really tested myself. I fought a black belt. I really tested myself in different areas. And my coach was very good about putting me up against people that were really good. And then we made the move when he was told by another team that he's like, this, you should go pro. So we made the move and I went pro and it was a good transition.
Was it nerve-wracking the first time or was it a mind thing? Or I feel like it would be something that would play with your mind a little bit, thinking that you're a pro, but nothing really has changed aside from your opponent who else could be 0-0. Was that something different for you? Was that
actually I've never even been nervous stepping into the cage. No matter how many, you know, like I've come back from broken bones and stuff like that, from broke hands and training and stuff like that. I've never been nervous. I've never actually been the type to let that kind of stuff bother me, I guess. Like I never really try to psych myself out. I don't even think about it being a pro fight. I just think about it being another fight. I don't think about the opponent being, you know, whoever they are, like, you know, Amber Liebrock being a veteran in Bellator. I never think about that. I always think about them being the best fighter, that I'm going against the best fighter, and I want to make sure that I'm prepared for that.
Nice. So do you have a plan for the next 5 years? Is there something that you want to change? That's the most generic question I could possibly ask you. Like, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I want to fight for the title.
I think everyone wants that. And some people, I feel like they're not confident enough to shoot for that. And I think you're there for it. Do you have like a little list, like a little hit list of people that you want to tag off? And
right now I am 10th on the list of the featherweights, but then that's not bad for only having one fight in Bellator.
Yeah.
But I am number 10 on the list. So whoever I have to knock out of the way to get to the top, then that's who. I don't really even, honestly, I know who's in there, but I don't really care who I have to beat. I'll skip over a few of them if I have to, you know, fight number 4, number 3. Whatever I have to do, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Is there anything you do? Do you have any funny little rituals beforehand, or do you eat anything, or is like, like at the weigh-ins, I always have to go to the Texas Roadhouse. I think that's everyone here in St. Louis. I don't know how it is down there. They all go.
I love Texas Roadhouse.
Everyone goes on a weigh-in night. Everyone's there.
I don't really, you know, now that I think of it, I don't think I've ever been asked that question. That's funny. I don't think I've ever actually thought if I do anything weird. I'm gonna have to ask people. Like, do I do anything weird?
I eat fight Twinkies. Well, they're not fight Twinkies. I call them fight Twinkies. Every time I ever fought, like I take a picture, I'm like, you know, it's time when you see my Twinkies, like, cause I eat Twinkies right beforehand. Cause I want the sugar rush. And that's so weird, but people come by and they'll see me like, are you seriously eating a freaking pack of Twinkies? And I'll eat like 6 of them. They're just eat the sugar rush.
That is so funny. You know, now that I don't have to really like cut much, I don't crave things like I used to. Now it used to be when I was cutting a lot, I was craving, green apple Gatorade. I want to say it was green apple Gatorade. Like, I don't know why, but the green apple Gatorade was one of the things I had to have. So weird. But now that I don't have to cut much, I don't really crave much.
Fixing my.
I'm struggling when I step in the cage. It's fantastic.
Oh my goodness. Ooh, I think I have my screen showing for a second. There it is.
I only see myself.
Yeah, I can see. Oh. I know the audience can't see it, but that was a cat malfunction. My cat sat on my green screen. I apologize.
It happens.
Okay. I was afraid my dog was going to snore too loud. I was going to have to kick her out. She's actually been pretty decent.
What am I going to do over here? I'm trying to hush up while they're all trying to get on the screen. It's not working. What kind of dog you got?
Bully.
She's a little fat. Right there. Always cute. Oh, yeah. We love animals. Go show them off. Show them off. What's up, dude?
So sorry. I woke you up. I apologize.
Everyone loves a pet. Fight pets. Yes. What's up?
She's a bully.
Well, what's her name then? Sorry, dude. Sorry, girl.
Alexa.
Alexa. Okay, cool. Sorry.
So what exactly got you started in fighting to begin with?
Do what? I'm sorry. It cut out a little bit.
That's okay. So what initially got you started in fighting?
Everyone told me I should be a fighter. You know, it's funny because I was like, okay, I'll go try it out. You know, la-di-da. I liked watching it. I didn't really ever – I wish I would have thought about it a long time ago, but I went in, I started training, and I fell in love with it. I was like, holy crap, this is what I'm supposed to be doing with my life. Like, this is what I was meant to do. And I went gung-ho from there. Like, you can't really get me out of the gym.
Right. So, you know, what do you feel like your biggest obstacle is, either in or outside of the gym, and what are you doing to overcome that?
Honestly, I usually have a lot going on, but I'm always ready for a fight, and it seems to be a little bit harder right now to get a fight. So right now my biggest obstacle is just waiting around, and I really don't like that. Like I said, I'm always, you know, my coach is always pushing me, so I'm always feeling like I'm in fight camp anyway. But my biggest obstacle is just, you know, I guess overcoming everything that I'm used to anyway, though. I have a busy schedule. I'm also a veterinary technician, so the physical aspect. So I do a lot of things on my schedule on a normal basis. So my biggest obstacle is just surrounding that around when I get a fight. That's really, I mean, other than that, like I've got my life pretty set on fighting. So I don't really feel like I have too many obstacles.
Do you have a favorite, and I'm interested in this me personally, so hopefully you guys at home, in case you guys do any kind of conditioning or workout, I'm curious as far as like how you get into your shape. Is there certain exercises, things you do, like you have to do every week that I can't miss that deadlift, or what do you do for power, cardio, whatever it is that you prefer? What are like your three favorite things to do every week?
God, my favorite. I do so much. Okay, so I do like the cardio, the high intensity aspect of it with the strength and conditioning. I like that a lot. I do that 3 days a week. I love my jiu-jitsu classes.
Yeah. That's cardio just there. I love it.
Yeah, that's what I, man. Jiu-jitsu is definitely one of my favorites. I've earned a brown belt in 5 years. So that's probably the most challenging, and I love the challenge about it. So it's always, you're always challenging yourself. Even when you become a black belt, you go right back to like white belt status. It's always challenge, and I love that. And I don't want to miss my cardio, my fasted cardio in the morning. That gets me woke up in the morning. That gets me going. So I really enjoy that, which is kind of weird.
Are you running or biking or what is it?
I have usually just a treadmill in my room, and I go sometimes running on the street, depending if I have my son that morning or not. So sometimes he's with his dad, and he takes him to, you know, school when he's with him, so I'm able to run on the street.
I was to say, like, how is it handling being one a professional MMA fighter and dealing with being a mom at the same time? How is that? Has it been an easy transition or? I'm really curious about
it. I think being a parent sometimes is probably the same thing.
What'd you say, Matt?
Being a parent, it's probably the same thing. You're getting beat up constantly. People are throwing things at you, yeah. Screaming at you.
You can work on your blocking when they're throwing stuff back at you. They don't want to eat, I guess.
That's pretty true. That's pretty much how it is. So, yeah, I mean, it's a constant battle all the time. Even being a veterinary technician, we have dogs trying to bite our faces off. So right. I'm always doing jiu-jitsu with them, too, trying to control them.
Aw. Does he know when you fight, or do you not tell him?
Do what? I'm sorry.
You know, does he know when you fight, or do you not tell him?
Oh, he does usually know. I've never actually had him at one of my fights. I am probably a little overprotective, and I don't really want a whole bunch of drunk people around my son. So yeah. I would be thinking consistently of, like, is my son okay? Like, I would not have my mind concentrating on the fight. So that's why he doesn't usually come see me, but he does usually watch me. And he does know it's coming up. That's when I'm a little less there. I feel like I'm not as I'm still there. That sounded really bad. I'm still there. I'm more focused on things and probably a little less like, let's go do this fun thing. Let's go do this fun thing. I'm more like zoned in, I guess.
Yes, Chris, you cannot hit your kid back. Thank you. That's totally unfair. Juice box, pretend that. No, I just imagine it. I'm sure I probably wouldn't do anything. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how other moms. Allie's a mom. I don't know how. I don't have kids. I want kids. I love kids. I think they're amazing. I teach youth MMA, but I think I get a lot of the compliments from people for me teaching youth MMA. I think because I don't have kids, so I do have all the patience in the world. And I don't know. That's got to be so hard to balance being a mom. I mean, it's hard for me to get up before noon sometimes, so I don't know how you do it as a mom. And go to work, you have a job, like you're a professional MMA fighter and you're a mom. Oh my God. Yeah, I
train twice a day and I usually work in between and then I usually pick up my son after. So it's a lot. It's a lot. And sometimes it weighs down on you sometimes, especially if you're just sitting around waiting for your fight. You're like, man, I really want, I'm doing all this. I really want to fight. I really want to, do what I love. And it's just, I don't know. As long as I get to train, I'm happy, I guess. But I really want to fight.
So is there anybody in particular you would just love to get in the ring with, either past, present, or?
We're trying to get out of her.
That's what I really.
I'll come on out, God damn it.
We'll slip. Don't worry, wait.
There's not anyone that I'm like, I'm going to call her out, like, which I'm not really like that anyway. But I really just want to fight anyone right now. Like. I'm just, can we just fight anyone?
You just want to get back in the ring or the cage.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter how long I'm out of it. It's like, I do believe in ring rust, but at the same time, I really don't because I don't really get like that about things. I don't know.
I don't think nothing will be ever like your first time in the ring. How was that the first time stepping in the ring? Did you go wild or not? I mean, I think I did. I look comedic. It's horrible looking.
I probably did too, honestly, because it lasted like 10 seconds and I was like, still like, I didn't know. I was like, are we still going to go? Like, is it
by punches?
Yeah. I knocked her out in like 10 seconds and she was down. And then like, she got back up and I kept coming closer and my team kind of kept like, come back over to your corner. And I'm just like, is it over?
That was mine. Was she big or
small? I was so ready to keep going.
That's what she said.
Was she a big girl or no?
We were exactly the same. We weighed both in at 124.6. She was, I want to say, a little bit shorter than me, but she had a lot more experience than me at the time, especially boxing. But
was it MMA or was it you do a K-1 fight? I should have asked that too.
Do what? I'm sorry.
Was it MMA or was it a K-1 fight that you first had, like you're in the cage?
All MMA.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I've had.
Those might not have been ready for those, that feeling of the small glove. That's a shocker.
I like it. I like it so much.
You like it.
It's so much better than boxing gloves.
Being hit by it or hitting with it?
Both. Honestly, like, well, the boxing glove, okay. Let me rephrase that. Getting hit with a boxing glove, of course, is better than a MMA glove. But honestly, the impact when you're hitting, you're getting in, smaller spaces with the MMA gloves. So I definitely prefer hitting with the MMA gloves. You can definitely take down better. You can definitely do jiu-jitsu better. All that comes into play. But getting hit, I guess, of course, you got a little more cushion with the boxing gloves.
I love it. You're interesting. Awesome. Do you, I'm lagging. Oh, rewind. Holy crap. I've never seen that. You guys are fancy. Matt, thank you. You are the wizard. Well, thank you, Jessica. I love talking to you. I'm awesome. I've already been stalking you on Instagram, so you might see me just like liking your stuff because you're awesome. Especially because you haven't started since you're a baby. And I love finding out about people like you, whether it be a girl or a guy. Is there anyone you want to give a shout out to or give us any kind of anything that you want your audience to know about?
Anything you want to push or sponsors or?
Of course, my team, Champions MMA. Also, my strength and conditioning coach, Roger, from Warrior Combat and Fitness Academy. I appreciate all that they do to get me where I am and get me feeling good and ready for a phone call. Of course, Bellator. I know that they're working to get me a fight, so. I know it's not them technically, the pandemic, but your CBD store in Lakeland and Winter Haven, B&L Tires, Lovering Auto, all of my sponsors have helped me along the way, and Steel Nutrition, Chiropractic Center of Lakeland, huge shout out. You guys have kept me at my best, and I really appreciate you guys being there pretty much from the beginning, most of y'all. So I love y'all.
Nice. We like you. I hope you come back to us after another fight and talk about it.
We could always use a guest host once in a while too.
All right. Yeah. Hit me up.
Okay.
Pick your brain. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, guys. You have a good night.
Bye. That was fun. I feel bad about poor Allie.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. She said, I think her laptop died. She plugged a fan into it or something. And so.
It's that damn derecho or whatever that storm hit her. I blame her all. It's the tornadoes, the 14 tornadoes. They're all stuck.
Pretty much.
Third time to be a charm. Well, this was the third time. Fourth time. It would be great. The internet connection was fine the first time, so I feel bad that.
Yeah, I don't know, but it was a good show. Jessica, yeah. I've always liked Jessica. She's always a good guest. So yeah, I had her on the other show with the Three Beards, and I thought she'd make an interesting guest again. So
I missed my question. I wanted to ask her about the cauliflower ear.
I almost brought that back up, but
yeah, I was trying to make it a thing. Like, who's she gonna ask about the cauliflower?
you know, there's actually wrestlers, you know, fighters out there that will actually try to give themselves cauliflower ear. I was just reading an article, and I'm all like, yeah, so, because they feel like it gives them some credibility, and I'm like, oh my god, no. Can you not hear me?
Yeah, I can hear. No, I can hear you. I was looking at my own.
Okay. You're showing me the cauliflower ear.
Big ass ears too. I would hate to have cauliflower, but it would look cool, so I can see where they're coming from. Dang.
All right. Well, everything went well. I think we'll wrap the show up and.
Have a great night.
Everybody, have a great night. We'll be back on Wednesday again next week, and. Our guest will be Evan. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Evan Elder, who is a friend of mine. He just met his LFA debut. He won, and he's literally the nicest dude in MMA in St. Louis. Everyone loves him. He's a great guy. We train with him, and his kicks are wicked. And I can't wait for you guys to talk with him. So
cool.
Check him out. Evan Elder next week.
All right. Until then, we'll see ya.
Bye, guys.
Hi, I'm Matt Seibel, producer of the Fight Mixer Show. We have a good lineup of guests coming up next week. Take a look for yourself.
Just to put you on a set of reminders, I'm on my grind. Do these things. And bring in the blame. This is Shoney Carter, Mr. International. Play with a passport. I'll see you on the Fight Mixer, September 3rd.